650, 1320, WILS. You'd think that the one issue as you get older that becomes less of a problem, less of a focal point, is sex. But sex among seniors is actually a major issue, both health-wise and in how we're dealing with it, how doctors are dealing with. Well, one of the really top experts on this issue in this country is Dr. Melanie Davis. She's the co-president of the Sexuality and Aging Consortium at Widener University, and she's also the founder of SaferSexForSeniors.org. SaferSex, the number four, seniors.org. Dr. Davis, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and what's now? First of all, I mean, I know the numbers statistically. Apparently, when it comes to STDs among seniors, they're skyrocketing. Is that correct?
Well, I wouldn't say that they're skyrocketing. Some of them have doubled, but one of the things that's hard to know is whether that's better screening, because a lot of people may not have been routine. Well, we know a lot of people aren't being routinely screened by their doctors.
Okay. Now, well, what is sex life once you're over 65?
Well, I'm 57, so I'll have to let you know.
Well, I'm guessing in your work you deal with seniors, so go ahead.
Yeah. You know, the thing is people who have satisfying sex lives before they get older tend to have satisfying sex lives when they're older. They are able to adapt to the changes that need to be made, for example, in positions or using more personal lubricant, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that if you had a lousy sex life before 50, you can't have a good one after. It's just that, you know, you have to retrain yourself.
In terms of desire, how much does that drop off, though, the actual desire for sex?
It really varies.
Mm-hmm.
Often, desire is in your brain. And arousal is in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So wanting sex usually has more to do with your happiness with your relationship or your partner, your self-esteem, and just your, you know, if you're on antidepressants, then you're not going to have much sexual desire. So there are a lot of factors that go into desire that have nothing really to do with age.
Right. What do seniors do? Because typically, if one of the partners does begin to have a health issue and maybe can't even participate sexually, where does that leave the other partner typically?
Right. So let's say, I mean, because health issues can, you know, cancer certainly affects people. Sometimes cognitive changes if one person has Alzheimer's or other form of dementia.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of different reasons why people might be physically unable to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And it really depends on what the problem is. One of the focuses that we have is in my field of sex and aging is to help people, we call it rewriting the script.
Mm-hmm.
So if, let's say, for the first half of your life, sex proceeded a certain way, and there was this kind of touching and that kind of fondling and this kind of, you know, behavior. And maybe once you're sick or less able physically because your knees are out or your back is out, you can't do what you used to do.
Right.
So we try to get people to rewrite what that script looks like so that maybe you're doing less penetrative sex and more oral sex.
I see.
Or maybe you're incorporating sex toys.
And for when you compare men and women, how they deal with sex as they get older, is there kind of a difference in viewpoints there?
Well, very often when straight couples, heterosexual couples, stop having sex, very often it's because the guy doesn't want to have sex anymore, and that's often related to erectile changes.
Hmm.
And there's a fear that either he can't get an erection or can't maintain an erection. And that fear of failure, it's just easier to stop having sex.
Right. So does something like Viagra, does that solve the problem typically?
Well, it depends on the cause of the problem. If it's a strictly mechanical issue, then those drugs can actually be great. If the issue is more of, you know, if it includes a desire issue, for example, if you've got a crummy relationship, taking a pill isn't going to fix your relationship. It's not going to make your partner more desirable. It's just going to make you have an erection and a crappy relationship.
Yeah.
So it's important that people take in all the factors before they just think a pill is going to make a magical solution. One of the things that people get disappointed in by those pills is that it doesn't bring you back to your 17-year-old self where you could look at somebody and instantly get turned on. Mm-hmm. There still is a lot of physical manipulation and that has to happen. And there's planning that has to happen. You know, you got to plan in advance. It's not something that happens spur of the moment. And that's disappointing for a lot of men.
Talking to Dr. Melanie Davis, founder of SaferSexForSeniors.org here on WILS. How much sex is happening in nursing homes right now?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I do a lot of speaking to nursing home administrators about the need for sexual, for policies on sexual expression, because if they don't have a policy, then the adult children very often are the ones who get in the way and say, look, if my mom is sick enough to be in long-term care, she shouldn't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
And so what you say, there's typically no policy at all for sexual behavior?
Usually there is no policy at all. And so before somebody signs on a dotted line, they really should talk to the case manager that they're working with to see, you know, what are my rights? Who gets to make the decisions once I become a resident here? When you're talking about something like a long-term care, like an independent living community, that's different because most of the older adults can make their own choices. Mm-hmm. But it's when something like dementia starts to happen that the adult children tend to kind of freak out.
I guess that makes sense. And what happens at that point once the children get involved?
Well, often the children want to remove their parents, and the new thinking, well, the thinking used to be, well, mom never would have done that, you know, on her own. She never would have had sex with somebody she wasn't married to. She never would have self-pleasured. Mm-hmm. And what the new thinking is that, you know, if somebody can say, if they can indicate that they'd rather have chicken soup than tomato soup, then they have the ability to show consent. And so if they are hugging somebody or cuddling with somebody and they are not agitated, then that's a sign that they are consenting to that behavior. And that's usually a case where the case managers, the nurses, the people who deal with them directly every day are in better shape to make decisions about that than the adult children who have a lot of baggage.
So, I mean, is there anything to look forward to in the sense, is there anything new that happens as you get older where you may experience things you never did even as a younger person?
I'm sorry, what?
In terms of the sexual life of seniors, I mean, are there things sometimes where they do things they never did before, or things where they actually open up more sexually than they were when they were younger?
Sure, they can certainly do that. There's a lot of room for that. You know, somebody may have been in a relationship where they just weren't compatible with their partner, and suddenly their partner is gone due to divorce or death, and they're able to explore a new part of their sexuality. It can be a really wonderful, liberating time.
Does that tend to be more the case for women than men?
No, I don't think so. I think it probably depends on the person more than anything else.
Yeah, do you think men really have a big shift other than, you know, the physical challenges? Do you think they have a viewpoint change as much as women do when they get older when it comes to sex?
You mean are men less flexible?
Are they going to suddenly be less inhibited, that kind of thing? Yeah, exactly.
I think that a large part of it is that, you know, the fear of the erectile issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they can get accustomed to the fact that, you know, women care more about pleasure than performance from the penis. So, you know, if they're getting the emotional aspects that they want, if they're getting the intimacy, if they're getting perhaps sexually pleasured by a hand or a mouth, then a penis is really just icing on the cake.
Dr. Melanie Davis, one of the preeminent experts in this country on sexuality and aging. She's the founder of SaferSexForSeniors.org. That's SaferSex, the number 4, seniors.org. Dr. Melanie Davis here on WILS. Thank you, Dr. Davis.
Thanks, my pleasure.
We are back tomorrow. Good night.